One.
Let's go. Let's do this. New setup. Thank you for... Oh, shoot. That's my camera. Thank you for... Yo, thank you for listening and watching to your favorite podcast. This is your favorite podcast. We haven't been uploading a lot. Or we haven't been uploading lately. And we are in my office. Hence the books and the comic books, manga, and some anime paraphernalia. But this is the 100th episode of our podcast. Yeah, technically, it's like 101, but we don't consider the first episode, the trial to test episode, as the first episode. But this is the 100th episode, I kept saying episode, of the Maximum Filipino Show. Believe it or not, there's so many episodes. There's so many guests that we've already recorded, we've already shot, we've already talked to. Probably like what? I would say about two or three.
I thought more.
No, about four. Yeah. Four guests that we just haven't been posting because it's we gotta shoot the 100th episode first.
His fault.
Yeah, it's definitely my fault. Hold on. My camera's out. All right. So yeah, it's definitely my fault because I just haven't been uploading lately, and we just haven't been doing our pod. There you go. That looks clear. Yeah, like I said, we are in my office shooting. It's kind of hot. It's hot in here. I think
he's hot.
He thinks
he's hot.
Yeah, it's the new switcher. as you can see, we're running a switcher. So yeah, we're going back and forth with this camera. So yeah, we are doing a 100th episode. And I have some, we've never done this before. This is the first time I've been doing it. I have some agendas in here that it might be interesting for us. I was reading some articles about Waka and I are planning to, we're planning to go to the Philippines, maybe for.
He's for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, not for him.
Are you
him.
For sure, for sure?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have to. I think we have to, but I don't know for you because your mom decided to go to Samoa the same year.
She just said it. She just put it out to existence, but I don't know if it may happen. She wants to go during...
Who's here?
Sorry. What's that day for mothers? Mother's Day? Around that time.
What's that day for mothers? Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah, Mother's Day. So, I mean, it's the time between when we want to go and when my mom want to go. It's, you know, far between. But still, it costs a lot to go back and forth.
Yeah, going to the Philippines and going to Samoa will be a lot of money. You have to win that $1.2 billion.
You know, your dad suggests that. Why don't you just go right after you visit, the Philippines?
That's actually not a bad idea.
I thought about it. But that's not when Mother's Day happens.
That's not that far.
It isn't from the Philippines, but I just got to figure out from where. Because I know there's no direct flight from the Philippines to Samoa.
No, that makes sense. But you can still make there. It's probably, I don't know. Hopefully they don't go around back. Because I heard that they tried to avoid the Pacific, and you guys are like in the middle of the Pacific.
If anything, we might end up flying to New Zealand or to Australia just to go to Samoa.
Oh, going south. I was thinking about like going more like north, up.
No, I just know I have to visit another country. You know how flights here, there's no direct flight. Apparently, I thought there was a direct flight. But a direct flight to the Philippines, they have to stop off at, Taiwan or Taipei. Taipei, right?
Yeah.
And
that's way too close to the Philippines.
Well, they have to stop off from somewhere because there's no direct flight to the Philippines,
I'm
right?
I'm guessing it will be like a Japan, not a Taipei.
Well, that's the cheapest way because that's how I got to the Philippines. I went through... I forgot the name of the airline. Naya. N-A-I-A.
Nagoya?
No.
Naya?
Yes, I think it's Naya. N-A-I-A. But anyway, it was...
The Philippines. It's Naya.
Naya.
I thought you were talking about, like, Japan.
No. So, there's a... the name of the airline is... I think it's Naya. But it flies to Taipei
first. Yeah, it's Ninoyakino International Airport. Yeah.
And then it flies to the Philippines. So, Taipei, Taiwan to the Philippines.
Gotcha. All right. All right, well, yeah, so we are planning to go to the Philippines, and I was reading this article by, the lady's name is Valerie Wheatley, and it was kind of up to date, because it's April 25th of this year. I was reading her article, 15 Things to Know Before Visiting Philippines, and it's kind of interesting to me. I didn't really read the article, I just read the pointers, So number one, and we're gonna react to it. Let's see how true it is. I'll see if she's like on point. According to her website, I went to her website. She's been traveling a lot. So she travels all around. She's like a traveling blogger, not vlogger. I don't know if she uploads anything on YouTube, but she's a blogger. And she travels. She went to the Philippines, and these are the things that she found out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like I said, I didn't really read the whole thing. I just read the pointers. It says the first one is you can stay in the Philippines for as long as you want. And the reason why they said that, because, you know, not as long as you want, but you can stay for a really long time, much longer than most countries around the world allow foreigners to stay. But Filipinos love foreigners, that they will just let you stay there. Citizens of many countries can stay via visa free in the Philippines for up to 30 days. But they said that if you would like to obtain an extension on your 30-day stay, it is easy to do at any immigration office in the country. Is that true? Because you stayed in the Philippines, didn't you?
Yeah, I stayed as a visitor for 4.5 years.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened there? Because you were a student, not a visitor.
Well, no, because they're... The school wasn't accredited.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
I couldn't get a student visa. So I've just been extending my visitor's visa for 4.5 years.
So you're telling me all of the foreigners or non-Filipino
who goes to your school,
our school are just visitor's visa?
Yeah, but now that it's accredited, we can apply for student
visa. How long is student visa?
Good question. I think it's a year. Or two.
Oh, that makes sense. And then you just have to renew it.
Yeah.
Now, your visitor's visa, how long is that?
90 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
You can extend it as far as 90 days. The longest is 90 days.
Okay.
Either 90 days or 120 days. Yeah, but 90 days. I think...
But when you renew it, is it really hard?
No. It's just... it's like waiting here in America at the DMV. Just got to wait on a long line.
No way.
Just wait in the long... Well... They don't have you in the line. There's just a sitting room, waiting room to call your number.
Oh.
Yeah. And then everyone's always there. Immigration is never empty.
So there's like multiple foreigners or non-Filipinos in there?
Multiple foreigners. You might meet the weirdest people there too. You mean like you sit in the bus. You meet the randomest people here. Again, out in America, in the immigration, because it's foreigners, you meet the weirdest, the most funkiest.
Funky, like stinky.
In terms, either by smell or by how they look or dress.
Yeah.
It's just what,
like uptown funky up.
Kind of
like funky, like I don't know.
Yeah. You meet random, but then most of them are retired or something. But this one time, I took my landlord with me to the immigration, just because she was my ride. She came with me to see how it was like, and she saw this one old retired-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to herself, out of all the most beautiful Filipino girls in the Philippines,
yeah,
you will go with that tranny over there.
Oh. I wonder, does he know?
No, it's obvious. It's so obvious.
Really?
But this person dressed up like a girl, but it's so obvious. And she was like... I don't know how desperate this guy was to feel needed or to feel wanted, but out of all the beautiful ones, you chose this one.
Hey, listen, you can't be hating on players. You know what I mean?
Hey, it was a straight dude with the bidet.
He might not. He probably doesn't know.
No, he knows. I mean, because it's obvious, man. It's obvious. Even I
you
knew.
Know, some people are just really oblivious. Like their gaydar is just way off.
So you're saying the way she was dressed with a flat chest was not obvious?
Hey, come on. I mean, because it might be because, you know, you're in a different country and that's like the basis of, I don't know.
I'm not judging. I mean, if that's his taste, all right. But I just was laughing at her response. It's like, man, the Philippines have great, beautiful girls and he chose her.
Probably has him. Money too.
They're all retired, so they got money.
Is he American?
He's white.
Oh, makes sense. Well, if you're Filipino, then he's definitely American. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter how. As long as you're white, you're American. That's like a given thing.
But yeah, so going to the immigration, there's random people.
Is there a lot of Americans?
I can't tell because they're mostly.
Wait, you don't talk to them?
No, we just chill and wait.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because that's weird. Because so when you know when I'm here and I see Filipino, it doesn't matter where I'm at. When I see Filipinos, like holy smokes, you're Filipino. Like I mean, we went to the embassy in Chicago, and we saw you know a bunch of Filipinos, and we started talking to them and started vibing. Like you guys don't do that?
No, because it's always busy. Like everyone's moving here and there. Like it doesn't give you the vibe to sit and chill and talk. I mean, mm-hmm. you can. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't give you that
kind Wait, of what atmosphere. Is this spot? Is it a U.S. embassy?
No, it's just an immigration, like straight immigration.
Oh,
it's a big a building of immigration.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we can extend as far as 3 to 4 months, I believe. I think it's 4 months, but 3 months for sure. And the initial, I think I remember right, it's 21 days. Is that what they said, 30 days or 21 days?
So she said in here, if you'd like to obtain an extension on your 30-day stay, I'm guessing that's the visitation, maybe, I don't know, it's easy to do at any immigration office in the country. Your first extension will be 29 days.
Oh, there you go, it's 29.
And thereafter, you may apply for 1 month, 2 months, or 6 months extension, at least 1 week
there you
before
go. So I was
the
right.
expiration of your valid stay. You can... just continue doing so for up to 2 or 3 years before you'll need to leave and re-enter the country.
So I thought it was 6 months. But
did
anyway.
You ever leave the country?
Only once. Back? Only once.
But not because of immigration reason?
No, just went home after college. It was summer. You know, usually that's the time everyone would go home and visit. But when we came back, I decided, nah, it's too much money to go back and forth. So I just chilled.
Chill in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right, number two.
This no regrets. Lot. No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. No Number regards. Two, Filipino people are incredibly polite.
Yes.
It depends.
Just straight.
It really does depend. Like, it depends on who you are, your status, you know. Unlike in here, like, especially if you go to Midwest here, you know, around Michigan. Were you shocked? Because I think we talked about this before. Were you shocked that Midwesterners will just come up to you and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like, they'll just say it, how's it going? Like, they're not really asking how are you doing, but they, like, that's just a subconscious
out here?
Initial, yeah, saying how are you doing?
No, because I was born and raised here, so.
No, I'm talking about in Midwest, like here in Michigan.
No, I wasn't shocked because we say it too on the West. West side, mm-hmm. It's a common lingo. It's like, hey, how's it going? What's up?
You know, no, those I'm talking about like strangers, like while you're walking or we're driving, and then you know, you're driving, like for example, especially around my aunt's area, like you're driving and someone's walking the dog, they will say hi to you, like you don't even know them.
I don't think I experienced it. Maybe I haven't realized it, but there's the only time I come close to someone just greeting you, it's the common greet like this. That's it.
Yeah.
But
does that happen in Cali?
When you randomly stare at somebody and they look at you too, that's it. And then we move on with our lives.
Yeah.
We don't do a wave like, hello.
Because I've never been to, you know, I've never stayed in another state. But here in Michigan, that's what I heard that people do, Midwest in general. They will, you know, while you're driving, someone's walking the dog, they will say hi to you or how's it going or... You know, how's your day? Like, you literally just pass them on the road. And then, it's not usual. It's not a common thing, but you see it a lot.
Nah, I think just the lowest form of, I call it the ghetto greet. It's just, like, earlier the other day, I think yesterday or the day before, we were passing by a car and he was vibing. I looked in the car and
I
was like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was yesterday. But,
I wasn't too surprised, though.
But that's not common around the coast, like California, and especially New York. Like people will just pass by you.
Well, I think it's
of course they're heckling you or
there. You know. That's it. So I don't think it doesn't faze me, mm-hmm. only because he's at his distance, I'm at my distance, and we're going different direction or we're going our own way and saying hi and bye. It's fine. But when they're coming at you and to greet you, like intentionally. Then yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's a bother or a hassle.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't faze me. I think because they're just being nice or it's just saying hello. Yeah. At least that's how my thinking works.
Yeah. And that's not in the Philippines. Like, Filipinos to Filipinos is not a common thing. Like, you don't just say, hey, how are you doing? Or, you know, kumusta? Or kumain ka na? Or things like that. No. Like, you have to know the person to do that. And then, of course, if you're a foreigner, then people will stare at you. People will, you know, especially if you're white or Americans in general.
I guess in a foreigner point of view, that everyone's nice. They're always welcoming, greeting.
Yeah.
But in terms of how, going back to what you said, it kind of depends. The only people I can think of that only depends is the Marte ones. The Marte, when they look at you and they try to look, give you the up-down look.
Yeah. I think they changed that lingo now. I think they're called Konyo. Konyos are the... they speak half English, half Tagalog.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah, like, there's a ton of skits on that on TikTok when they're like... Like the Konya dude or order food in Jollibee or McDonald's or any fast food chains. Like, they go by, ate, can I buy some yung one piece chicken if I can, please? Tapos kung pwede rin sana na you put it in a plastic, you know, like they do like Taglish, but they intentionally make it Taglish to sound like rich or things like that. Yeah.
But okay, so when I mean the Maarte ones, it's the ones that, you know, when they come at you at nice, but you respond negatively, and then their face just kind of turns around.
Yeah.
I don't know if you met those kind.
Yeah. Girls, mainly?
Girls and guys. The one I'm referring to, the guys, is the one that have a dingish kind of attitude. Yeah. But it's those attitude ones that give you a tough attitude if you're not being nice back or in return, like they're expecting something in return.
But
if you don't give it to them, then they just throw an attitude at you.
So basically what you're saying, they're like the guys around here where if they ask for someone's number and then they get rejected, they start hating.
Yeah.
You know those guys?
Yeah.
It's like they start trash talking. Another one. Right? It's like, oh, what a bitter, insecure man.
Yeah.
All right. So that might be true. Yeah, Filipinos are polite. Yes, we're polite and we're nice. It boils down to being hospitable. Like, we're a hospitable kind of human beings.
Straight
you know?
Up.
Yeah, we will serve you food. We open everything that we have, even though our family will starve. Like, it doesn't matter. We just want to set that bar for you that we're hospitable. Everyone in the Philippines speaks English.
Yes. Good English?
Everyone, though? Everyone?
Everyone has some form of knowledge of English.
That's good. That's a lot better. But not everyone. Like, not everyone can speak English.
Okay, like, to communicate? Okay, I agree. They have broken English here and there, but everyone on the island has some form of knowledge of English. They'll say something. Basically, what they repeat from a movie or a TV show. Otherwise, to communicate with you, nah.
Yeah. I like what she said in here. She said that if you want to practice a little Tagalog, salamat means, you know, thank you. And po is the Tagalog equivalent. No, not Tagalog. Tagalog equivalent to sir or ma'am. No, that is not true. Po is yes. Yeah, like, you know, when you say, sorry, the camera is panning on him. The po is like, opo is yes, but po is like on the end. It's not necessarily sir or ma'am. It's like, please, you know, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's not a sir or ma'am.
It's maybe not a particular word. It's just.
It's not. It's just a gesture that you say for as a respect, you know.
Yeah, it's a formal term in respect at the end of a sentence.
And it's not. It doesn't have to be in the end of the sentence. Like, there's some sentences that it's in the middle. Right, well, ano po ang ginagawa niyo? Right, what are you doing?
So po just makes it, yeah. And so I agree with him. It just makes it a more respectful, formal term in the sentence, or
yeah,
in a way of responding. Like, there's different way of responding to common and to nobles or royals in my language. Yeah. There's two different languages.
Right.
But yeah, it's the same one. But yeah, so.
Yeah, because it's not usually, because it's going to be weird if you say, ano ang ginagawa mo po? You know, that sound weird. But if you say, ano po ang ginagawa nyo? Like, what are you doing? You put the po in the middle. It depends on the sentence for sure. But it's not like a, it's not like your highness or your honor when you're in, you know, in the judge in a court. You don't, it's not like that. It's, I don't know. It's just,
It just flips a regular question to a formal, respectful question.
Yo, 100%.
It just flips it. That's it. Same question asked, right, but in the Tagalog, in Tagalog, it's just a respectful way. It just flips from common to respect.
Yeah, it can be done, but it's kind of hard to be rude when you have po in the sentence. Like, it's hard to raise your voice and be totally rude and mean. Maybe if you're like totally completely sarcastic and putting it there, but it's hard to be mean and rude when you have po in the sentence. So yeah, so you'll hear thank you po quite frequently as well. You'll impress the locals during your visit in the Philippines if you can use a few Tagalog terms. That's true. And you won't get swindled easily.
You
can
agreed. Tell
him. You can agreed. Yeah, you can ask him that. Number four, it's incredibly safe.
That's an iffy one.
Not incredibly. I mean, I would want to think that it is safe. It is safe. Yes, it is safe. But it's not incredibly safe. It's like saying that. It's like saying that L.A. is incredibly safe.
Nah, no. Mm-mm.
Like, there are parts, like major parts of maybe L.A. that is safe.
Probably uptown, but not downtown.
Yeah, but there are some areas in, you know, in L.A. that, like, no, don't go there.
Just put it this way. If you see an area that's just sketchy, just don't go.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everywhere is sketchy. And, again, they're hospitable. Safe, I don't agree to an extent, only because there's one time that I was pickpocketed.
Twice.
Twice on the same day. And I didn't know. So it can be safe. Just make sure your all your stuff is with you and you're aware of it. Otherwise, they can just take you like
that. Yeah, so she said that, you know, Philippines have gotten a bad reputation, which is true in recent history, for sure, being unsafe for foreigners. Yeah, we had some terrorist attacks in the Philippines, foreigners getting abducted by terrorists and things like that. And that's true. I can't deny that. That really does happen. But she visited Balabac Island in South Palawan. You know, if you go to Palawan in some provinces, of course, you're not going to have the same intense experience in comparison to going to Manila in places like that. So they were warned that they may get kidnapped by terrorist pirates. Of course, we didn't. And there have never been any reports of foreigners getting kidnapped in that area. We had one guest. I don't know if you guys remember that. We had one. We have one guest who's a Canadian. I think he's Canadian.
Yeah.
That went to the Philippines and traveled a lot. He was supposed to go to India, but he ended up going to the Philippines. And he went like in the ghetto part of the Philippines. Straight. And he was nice to them. And that's the key. You know, if you're nice to them and you don't show that you have money, you're not gonna get taken advantage of, and it's going to be safe travel for you. Number five, drugs are strictly forbidden. That's a given. Which is really interesting and very relative about that. Have you heard about the, I forgot her name, I should know her name, it just popped in my head, the basketball player who went to Russia and brought marijuana, and now she's in prison or jail or whatever.
I did hear something about that, but I don't remember.
So she brought wax, you know, those things that it's not like marijuana, the thing that you smoke. She brought a oil or wax.
I forgot. Yeah, I guess it's wax. I remember.
Yeah, and so now she's in jail. And the whole thing is a controversial because they said, what if LeBron James is there? I don't think he's gonna get in much trouble right now. So they're making it about sex, you know, like gender identity politics. But going back to the Philippines, yes, drugs are strictly forbidden. Marijuana, any form of drugs. It's happening right now, like there's a drug war that's going on in the Philippines, and it's been a drug war for a long time. Don't bring drugs.
But why would you bring that up? Isn't that illegal everywhere? Is it what country allows drugs?
Philippines, America.
Like illegal drugs?
Well, marijuana is not legal in the Philippines.
So the drug that she's talking about legal drugs.
Yeah. So she said that. This is during the Rodrigo Duterte presidency, because it was April. And there's a lot of, like, during the drug war that's been happening. But a lot of this drug war is mainly, like crack cocaine, you know, meth and things like that. So, but it's still, you know, smoking pot is not a public thing. It's frowned upon. You don't, unlike here, you know, like, people will just left and right talk about, oh, I'm going to smoke pot. That's not a thing in the Philippines. Mm. Like, you don't just publicly tell your friends that
you're smoking pot. Do you think it will come to a point where it'll be allowed?
I think so. I think the society that the Philippines is in is more Western society. Like, we're following the Western society, so we're getting there, I think. A lot of controversies that's happening in the Philippines was happening or still happening, I guess, in America, you know, like the same-sex marriage, abortion, BLM, and things like that. Like, it's happening. The things that had happened here is happening a little bit, little by little, in the Philippines. So it might come to that fruition. But what she said here is true. So don't bring pot or any form of drugs. Drinking is legal. It's fully legal.
To what age?
You can drink. 18. So you can drink if you're 18.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's some places I know that it starts at 16. I can't remember what place. But someone
Italy,
told me.
Like Italy and France. Is it? See, you know, wine. They're big wine drinkers. Yeah. Ferries are, number six, ferries are weather dependent. That's right. If you plan on visiting the Philippines during the wet season, that's June through October, you may encounter a stretch of bad weather. Don't go around Definitely. That time.
Yeah, but we both know that the Philippines has this unknown type of season. So how would you know?
Yeah, yes and no. But it's the season of from June to October. It's really like typhoon season. Like you don't want to go around that time.
Yeah. That's for sure.
There are number seven, there are plenty of airports in the Philippines. That's true. There's a lot of airports there. You can travel almost anywhere with a plane. Filipinos love NBA. That's a big thing. If you know basketball. If you play basketball and you know a lot of NBA players, you're definitely going to get into a lot of kids there because we play basketball a lot. I say this all the time. One of the main reasons why we play basketball because it doesn't require a big space. So you can just have a smaller area with a basketball hoops and you're all set. Filipinos will play basketball. Big ball, you know, big basketball, even small, they'll find a way to play basketball. So if you want to get in and talk to a lot of Filipinos and, you know, build rapport with them, talk about NBA, especially with younger guys. Yeah, don't come up to a mom and say, "Hey, do you know LeBron James?" They will ignore you. You'll ride around in tricycles, not taxis. Did you enjoy riding taxis, tricycles?
I warmed up to it, but
you hated it?
Only because I was too big for it.
Oh, you never go inside, don't you?
There was one time I did when I was thin enough to do so.
Yeah.
Otherwise, when I do go inside, I'm the only one in there, and then everyone else rides on the back of it.
True. One of my main problem is they made it a culture thing or a mainstream culture when it comes to tricycle drivers and tricycles in general. They love the low tricycle area because it used to be big and high. Like, you don't have to duck down to get in. Like, you don't have to duck really, really low to get in. You can just duck your head a little bit lower and then step in. And there's so much space. Now they make it look cool. Like, it's a cooler kind of vibe thing, especially in Pampanga, Bulacan, and Manila.
Yeah.
That it's so low. It's completely stainless steel. They don't paint it or anything like that. It became a huge thing.
So they did it for out of a
fad. Just a fad. It's like, hey, this looks cool. It's like their own car kind of thing.
Oh, man, that's so inconvenient.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, there's that, and I struggled going in, but you know, when I got thinner at the time, I was able to ride inside or in the back seat. Now, the one I feel bad the most is the tricycles you have to ride a bike on. The one on the bike.
Oh yeah.
I swear, I see them struggling.
Yeah, what do you call those?
It's not the tricycle,
pajak. No. There's a word for it. I forgot. I thought it was pajak. I forgot. But yeah. Tricycles are essentially sidecars for motorcycles. They aren't exactly comfortable, so if you want to travel long distance, you're better off renting a motorbike or hiring a car. Number 10, Grab is the Uber of Southeast Asia. They, like a few years back, they canceled, they banned Uber in the Philippines. There's a lot of controversy behind that. It's the, because Philippines is big in taxis. You have taxis everywhere. And now if you put Uber in that equation, it will eliminate taxis.
Because anybody can, right?
Anybody can, and it's more convenient. And the Philippines, is, especially in Manila, taxi drivers are known. Not all of them, of course. Not all of taxi drivers. Taxi drivers are known to take advantage of people. So, you know, like they don't run the meter. What they do is they don't run the meter. It's either they don't run the meter and they'll give you an just ridiculous amount of charges, or they will run the meter, but the meter is customized or broken and things like that. So they've been known to take advantage of people. So having when Uber was there, almost everybody's not using taxis. They're just calling Uber because it's so convenient, you know?
Yeah, very
convenient. And taxi drivers, and you know this, taxi drivers are picky. Like if you bring them somewhere, they don't want short distance because they know they're not going to make a lot of money.
But even the Uber drivers have a choice to take it because they can see the distance.
Right, but the thing with Uber is they don't, I think they get paid by the hour. I have no idea, actually. I have no idea.
I thought they get paid by the distance.
Is it by the distance?
That's what I think, because there's no meter running.
Like, if you go from one distance to one distance, that's still the same comparing to, like, taxi drivers. I think they have to reach a quota. This is the quota that you have
so
to reach.
So how do they ban it?
Legislators and congressmen and things like that.
That's dumb.
Yeah. It's a lot of corruption. Because what I've heard was a lot of congressmen are getting paid by the taxi industry. And, you know, like they'll offer them money. They said, hey, we want you to ban Uber. Don't let them in our country and we'll give you money.
That's dumb.
Yeah. But yeah. All right.
So anything either Uber or anything Uber-like, like Lyft or whatever they have out there?
I actually think we have Lyft, but I don't know how it works. I don't know why just Uber. I have no idea.
I think Lyft is just the same idea. Just, I guess the only competition between is pricing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have Lyft. I don't know what's like mainly the difference or whatever they did for Filipinos. Number 11 is it's surprisingly difficult to buy tampons in the Philippines. Yes. We had an episode with Ati Gian.
I remember that one.
Yeah, if you guys want to watch that, I might tag it.
The G cup or whatever, the Z cup. Oh, I forgot the cup.
Crap. What is it called? Ati Gian is going to smack me.
Sorry, Ati.
What was it?
I know it was a menstruation cup.
Yeah,
it's
a cup. Yeah, it's I don't know what it's called. It's a blood cup, whatever that is. Yeah, we talked about it, and there's tampons is not
so
common in the
if it's hard to grab. What do girls use as an improviser?
It's pads. They use pads instead of tampons.
Oh, for some reason, in my head, I'm using tampons and
pads
interchangeably. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they use pads. Pads is the common thing in the Philippines. Maxi pads are king. Yeah, it's right here. Maxi pads are king in most Southeast Asia and the Philippines. You know what I think, though? I think it's because of the taboo. It's taboo on how tampons are
inserted?
Yeah, or the procedure and how it works. You know what I mean?
Applied. Oh, okay.
You know, because it's like you have to put it in. So it's like kind of in retrospect, people are thinking, oh, you're having, you know, sexual stuff going on in there, and I don't really blame them, because you know it's old folks and the way Asia is traditional and things like that. They don't necessarily think that it's beneficial and it doesn't work like that.
All right, fair enough, fair game.
That's just what I think. I might be.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I mean, you girls, I don't know what's easier, either tampons or pads, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I really don't know.
I feel like pads will be... I don't know. I feel like there's pros and cons in both. We should have Ati Gian again back in the pod.
Because
we should ask her. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's
curious.
Pros and cons. Because I think they said that the pads has a higher tendency of leakage than the tampon.
Well, then...
But a lot of girls are not, are still iffy about that inserting thing.
When I look at that thing, man, it's so small. How much can that thing, you know,
well, because it has cotton. So and then it expands and it absorbs. And you don't, you know, on your, or your hardest, they said your hardest flow, they use like multiple ones.
And like all at once, simultaneously?
No. Not all at once. Like they'll use it and then they'll feel it. Oh, it's a big flow. So they have to change it and things like that. Like it doesn't work like, oh, it's once a day kind of thing, you know. Number 12, restaurants are free service water. This one is kind of like weird to me when I read it. So restaurants offer free service water. You wouldn't want to drink the water directly from the tap. That is so true. Anywhere in the Philippines. Agreed. But most restaurants offer filtered service water free of charge. Ask for a glass before paying for bottled water. Is that true?
I
think you got used to the tap water, though.
No, I don't. No, I got used to tap water here. Since I got here, that's when, because I never used tap water.
Even in the Philippines?
Yeah, because when someone told me the water is bad out there, I never drank it. So, oh.
Well, when you stayed in college, you didn't drink the water there?
No, the water that we always bring is always filtered. They always get the bottle of water and the one on the side. We always had the bottle waters, like the big barrel.
No. Bro, that filtered water, that barrel of water that we put in the water dispenser, that came from a tap. Like we just refill it from the tap. So you've been drinking tap water.
Oh. Well, I guess it was. I don't know.
You really think our college is going to pay for a gallon of, like, think about that. For students, a gallon of water every time.
There's like four or five of them lined up on the side of the table. So I assume that they always buy it and bring it up.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's filled, but I guess.
Like, there's no way they're going to pay for a gallon of water.
So how do we always get cold water? Do they put it in the fridge before they put it out?
No. The dispenser dispenses cold water and hot water. You know those water.
Well, I know the dispenser ones. Okay, yeah. So I know I always drink from that. But I'm talking about, you know how they always, I see kids or, what do you call those? The tricycles that always get the barrels of water.
Yeah, that wasn't for us. That's for like faculty members in their offices and the kitchen. And
not the circle barrels, the rectangle looking one. And then they have a faucet at the end.
Yeah, that's not for us. That's definitely not for
us. I swear I remember when you go into the cafeteria, there's this water section that's nearby the dish where there's, you know what? I don't know. I can't remember now. I'm just playing memories.
Like, but just think about it. I thought it was filtered water, common, though. Like, in common, not common sense, but in, like, based on what we experienced in college. I'm not talking trash about our college. Our college is amazing. but do you really think they'll pay for water? Like, filtered water for us? Like, remember Kuya Ray? Kuya Ray had to go out and buy his own water. Like, he has his water refilled. Okay.
All right. Well, if I say that now,
yeah,
I don't think they will. They wouldn't.
So you've been drinking tap water. You just didn't know. I guess I didn't like know. It's all mental. You know what I mean? Like it's all in the mind. Like if you think it's filtered, your body will believe it's filtered.
I just drink water because it's water. Maybe I got used to the Philippine water.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't drink. If you would drink the water, your enzymes and your insides will get used to it. It doesn't matter how clean it is, but you know the water in the Philippines is different than the water here, and it's different in any other places. Like even in states, you know, like every state's water is different. Like California water is different than Michigan water.
Yeah. Everyone have different.
Yeah, your enzymes and your bacteria is trying to get used to all of that. Most lotions are skin whitening. Yes. Yes.
They like to be light-skinned. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've never seen tanning lotion, or I've never seen sunscreen.
If there were, it's hard to get.
So the family that you stayed with, did they ever use sunscreen?
No, I always see them wearing, at least for their face, something whitening.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody use sunscreen around us.
Yeah, no sunscreen. They like to use lightning. Lightning.
Lightning or lotion. Whitening. Want to get hit by a lightning? Use this lotion.
The cheapest way to do it is getting powder on your face.
That's right. Yeah, I do that a lot. It helps too. It's not just for whitening. It's also for humidity, you know, because it's too hot and humid in the Philippines. It helps with your sweat. You don't sweat much. The Perspiration. Filipinos love to sing karaoke. Filipinos love to sing in general. Doesn't matter if it's karaoke or not.
Yes, so true. Horribly true. I mean, there's most of the, there are some that can really sing, but most of the time there's people just sing.
Yeah.
Their lungs out just for the sake of singing and may not always be on tune. What they sing.
And we do love to sing. It's in karaoke for sure. I mean, we invented karaoke for crying out loud. So we for sure love to use it. We ban it. We recently banned it. There's a curfew for karaoke because people don't know when to stop.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, whoever put
I forgot loud, I man. Forgot what time, but they banned it. And lastly, you'll eat a ton of pork belly. Yes. A lot of pork belly.
Not just belly, man. Food. You'll eat a ton of food. They have food ready for you.
Yeah, but pork belly's not common here in America, though.
Yeah, it isn't common. Like, whatever you consider exotic. I don't know. Do you call that exotic?
Pork belly? Maybe for Americans, because Americans do not like pork fat. And that's what's included in pork belly. Mm. You know, like the skin, pork fat, like the humongous pork fat, and then the meat.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, pork belly is an expensive delicacy in the U.S., but in the Philippines, it's pretty common daily cuisine. We have lechon in Tagalog and lechon kawali, which has pork, is a pork belly. Shout out to Kuya RJ, who hates lechon kawali. it's a fried pork belly, and he's in the Philippines right now. I know we mentioned this multiple times in every episodes, but yeah, he's in the Philippines right now, and I'm going to message him and said, you need to try some pork kawali. Or lechon kawali. But yeah, that's it. Based on this article, I will give her article out of 10. I will give it about 8.5. Like, it's a really nice article. It's not in depth as wanted it to be.
It's a non-Filipino who made the art.
Yeah, I think she's American.
Okay.
But yeah, so in that point of view, I get it. She didn't include the fact that the reason they may be nice to you or being polite because you're non-Filipino. And we don't hate Filipinos. It's just, we're shy. We're a shy community. We're a shy type of being. You know, like when we see non-Filipinos. And also, it depends where you go. Like if you go to some rich areas in the Philippines, you're going to get snobbed for sure. Because, you know, non-Filipinos are common for them. They've probably been to a lot of places in the world. So, but in general, yes, they're polite, just not usual for their own kind. To Filipinos. All right, let's move on. I just prepared some agendas today. We have, I think, two more, and then that's it. This is the 100th episode of, I almost said We're Alive. It's not We're Alive.
If you haven't watched, if you haven't heard of it, I suggest that you go and listen to it.
Yeah, and the podcast. And
it's fun.
Yeah, We Are the Podcast. all right. Oh, yeah, we have two more. Last July 27th.
Like cancer two more?
Huh?
Like cancer two more?
Eh. Northern Luzon, there was an earthquake. I think it's the biggest one. In history, I think. Oh, that might be the history. But yeah, it was a big earthquake on July 27th.
Recently?
Calamity, yeah. Yeah. So like a few weeks ago.
July
27th, yeah. Because what's today? August 8th? Mm-hmm. August 8th when we're recording this podcast. I don't know when I'm going to upload it. But yeah, July 27th, there was a huge earthquake. I forgot what it was, but it's pretty big. And currently, there's still some earthquakes that's going on from Luzon to Mindanao and a lot of Southeast Asian countries. So there's some earthquakes that's happening. You know, earthquakes in the Philippines, it's not surprising because we are in a, what do you call that? Ring of fire. Call them a ring of fire, belt ring of fire or something like that. We're surrounded with volcanoes. We are surrounded of volcanoes. What? There's like volcanoes everywhere. What that means is there's going to be tremors and earthquakes. What comes with earthquakes? Tsunamis. And yeah, you see that all the time around Philippines.
It was not a joke. It was a 7.0 magnitude.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, 7.0 magnitude earthquake, and it was in the northern part of the Philippines. Didn't really say exact.
Yeah, yeah, it's been crazy. So to all the people that get affected by this horrendous earthquake. Because a lot of people died and lost their properties and things like that.
Properties, I think they said only 5 that they learned that they canceled.
Yeah.
Or canceled, that died.
Really? That's still a lot. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. If you guys want to help, I have no idea. I don't have any other connection. Maybe you can Google it and find people that you can help. For this calamity.
Wow.
I have a video that I want us to watch before we end this 100th episode of the Maximum Filipino Show. I'm sorry that it's not very eventful. I just want to do a 100th episode so I can start uploading
all the other ones.
All of the Learn Filipino pod that we have. We have like I said, like 4 guests. 4 or 5 guests. It might have been 5, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
Yeah, it might have been 5.
Yeah,
I have so much, and then we have upcoming, like, guests too. It's scheduled in our calendar. And I'm like, well, I can't reach 6, guests in Learn Filipino Pod and not do 100th episode. I actually thought about not doing 100th episode, but we have to. All right, I have a video here. I'm gonna play it.
Go.
This is a K-pop concert.
Boom.
It's gonna be a slow-mo. Watch this.
What just
like happened? This is a K-pop concert. I forgot where it was, but it's a K-pop concert. And then, bro, look at that.
What just dropped?
There's a big screen on top. Like, they have like 4 humongous screens on top of the.
So, this happened in the Philippines?
No, it's not in the Philippines. I don't know where, but it didn't happen in the Philippines. It didn't happen in the Philippines. It happened somewhere else. But the reason why I want to talk about it, because Philippines are big in K-pop, you know, like BTS and things like that, Korean drama. It's just Korean culture in general.
So who was that band?
I think it's just it's not BTS. It's just another K-pop artist. He's having a concert. And all of a sudden, the big screen just literally fell. It didn't dangle.
Dude.
It just one side, bam, and then because it's too heavy on one side, just fell on her.
Like, oh, somebody did it hit somebody? Because I couldn't see.
Oh, you didn't see it? So it just fell on the girl. Like, it was so fast that it looks like one of those, you know, like one of those movies where it just drop.
Oh,
like, bro, she just drop.
So she went under the stage.
No, no, no. So she didn't die. She's in a critical condition. So the floor is soft, like there's not a foam, but a soft kind of area. Good thing that thing landed in a soft spot. Because if it was a hard spot, her head will be squished, like done for, like gone. And then I think this might have been because there's 2 of them that got injured. The other dude survived. But I think I give him a benefit of a doubt of being in shock because, like, a freaking screen just fell on your friend or your co-dancer, right? And this dude tried to catch it from behind because it's falling. He already, like, walked away and he saw it falling. Like I said, might have been in shock. But she tried to, like, stop the humongous screen. Like, the thing is humongous. He tried to stop it, and I think it fell on him, too. But it wasn't, like, as bad as the girl. Because that thing was, let's say, about what?
Bro.
15 feet in the air?
Bro.
Like, bro, and the way it fell. Here, the way it fell, this is a good part, too. And I think this is probably what saved her life. Because the way it fell on her and then and backwards. Like, it didn't fall this way, you know, like this is the screen, this is her. It didn't fall this way, it fell like this, you know what I mean?
So I'm trying to soak this all in.
Yeah, imagine if it fell this way. Like your body
I get it, the whole physics or the way you put it, it's just that I'm trying to put this in, but bro, that's a
it was a humongous, like, it's a big screen, bro.
That was no joke.
It wasn't.
Ooh. I could just imagine.
Would you sue them?
Heck yeah, I would.
Right?
This is supposedly a professional place, and they screwed it up. Oh, man, I would sue them. Big time I would sue them.
You know, it's crazy. That's because I always have that fear. Like in our church, right? You know, those speakers.
Those two speakers up there?
Dude, I'm always. Oh, man. Not just in our church, but in areas like that in general. Like when I see screens hanging or anything that's hanging, like how can I trust myself or how can I trust this building or the chains it's attached to that it's not going to fall?
To me, I always put in the back of my head, man, what if those things fall? I'm just hoping that no one's under it.
Yeah, because, like, for example, in our church, when was the last time we ever checked those chains that they're fine?
Not once, but I've been here.
Right? Like, yeah. Not at all. So, woo! thinking about that, and it's like a new fear.
And knowing
fear.
How old
it's
this
like
church is?
It's like a new fear unlocked, you know what I mean?
Man, after fear. Seeing that, yeah.
Right?
Man, I mean, I don't know how to.
Dude, it just, I'll play it to you later. But yeah, it just dropped, like, bam. Here, hold on. I'll play it to you right now. It's right here.
Yo.
It was crazy. Like, it was totally unexpected. Here. Just play.
Okay, this is fine. Oh, Lord.
Did you see it? It's like in a movie, bro. It's like the way it dropped on her and the way it quick, like, just fell on her.
Yeah, so.
It's like in a movie. So
it hit her head. Okay, hit on the back, the far corner, and then it just leaned this way.
Yeah, so her body just went that way. Like, it didn't, like, crumple her down.
What's that idiot doing trying to catch this?
I think, that, like what I said, I think it's because he was shocked. Like, a freaking humongous TV screen just fell on your cold dancer.
I gotta see in real life, because that's just unreal.
Real life.
I mean, like, in real play.
Did you see the dude?
Hold on, which dude? Let's see, I want to see the other dude's reaction.
That, that's the dude that got injured. Because he went back, like he started walking away.
He saw it.
I think he was shocked. Like he saw a girl, a freaking girl underneath his screen. It's like, oh, I'm gonna help. Like, have you seen those videos where I saw this one video of a big black girl who they were transferring like cases and cases of water bottles in a pallet. In a case of water bottle, and the driver is lowering it down in a pallet, right? Uh-huh. While he was lowering down, the girl, the big black girl, was on the outside. While lowering down, the pallet started leaning, and the girl tried to stop it, like that's a pallet of water, and it crushed her. It didn't. I don't think it hurt her that bad, but it crushed her.
Oh man!
It fell on her. Like there's no way you can stop that.
No.
Yeah, I think it's heavy,
but bro. Man, seeing it in real time speed.
No, you should watch it in the aerial point of view, because some people recorded it, because you know there's a lot of people in that concert and they are recording because that's their favorite artist. There's the aerial view of while the screen was falling, like bam bam on the girl.
Oh, so it swung
first. Yeah, so one side so there's two of them, right? So one side fell first, but because this is way too heavy, it fell.
Oh.
Yeah. Like both of them didn't fall. It's just one side, and then it swung.
The moment it landed, because it landed on the way she got hit, like you said, it went this way. Mm-hmm. But the back end of that TV landed, and then it's just now starting to crush her down. Oh, man.
Yeah, if you noticed the floor, it wasn't like a hard floor. It was a soft.
The lighting, like the lighting floor.
Yeah. But still, that thing is heavy. Like if I lay down on a pillow, because there's gonna be, it doesn't matter how soft it is, if you put enough weight, you will reach the hard part of the gonna hurt. Man, like I just hope
that she got knocked out at that moment when she got hit.
Yeah.
Not to feel all of that.
Oh. Like cause if I lay down on a couch or lay my head on a pillow. Let's say 10 layers of pillow, and I lay my head on that, and you punch me, it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to hurt because it's the impact.
It can only hold so much until you feel the...
No, but not just that, but the impact from there to, you know? And that's me laying on the pillow. She was standing up and then laid on the pillow.
Oh, man, I really hope she was, out cold. For the better situation of that situation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, man, if you were hit and you still feel all that coming down...
Oh, bro. I don't think she will be knocked out. I think she got, if she would not have knocked out, it would be when she was on the ground.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, she got knocked out, got dizzy. And,
No, what I'm saying is she will be wide awake when she got hit and then knocked out when, like, both sides.
But you said that TV is heavy, so I can only assume that the, because it looks like, yeah, it's going down slow. Right. Yeah. But that weight of that TV is heavy. No, boom.
Either way, I don't want to experience that.
No. I can look at that over and over and aha. Uh-huh.
Like, it's crazy how she just dropped quick.
Yeah, man. So I really think she got knocked out. But man, if she was still alive to feel that sensation of the TV crushing her.
Yeah. Can you imagine being that dancer and, you know, you move past? Because a ton of dancers, like, passed that position where the screen landed. And then, you know, you're doing your steps and then all of a sudden you hear the audience, ah! Then you look. Freaking screen of TV right in front of you with a girl underneath it. Bro, that's got to be traumatic.
But they must have heard it because they all skirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, except for I think the main artist didn't hear it. I think he heard it last minute.
Yeah, I guarantee they all thought that the screams were about the fan, but until they turned around, it's like, oh, let's see what they're screaming about.
This is part of the show. This is part of the show.
Yeah, but that guy, say that he was strong enough to try to hold up the TV.
No.
No, just say.
No.
I think it would be stupid for him to try to carry it and let it fall, only because if he tried to hold it up, I feel bad for the girl that's still under it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Like, I think I would still freak out and still try to stop it, but until I, like, feel like this is heavy, I'm going to let go. I can't. Subconsciously, I might still try to stop it. Because, you know, like when you're, like for example, you drop a knife, subconsciously, initially, you like want to catch it. You know what I mean? Like you're going to try to catch the knife, but it's like, no. Because that happened to me before. Like I was, you know, I moved and then I knocked over the knife. And then it's either I try to catch it or I'll try to stop with my foot. Mm. You know what I mean? So it won't break. Because thinking but that it's not knife. A knife. Not because in my head it's like,
reflex.
Yeah, catch. It's the reflex. There you go. Yeah, it's the reflex.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. That's a new fear unlocked for sure.
I gotta see that video again.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Crazy. That just made me hot. Just thinking that. Like I'm already
you
pervert. Sweating.
You made you hot. A girl getting crushed by a
I don't know what
screen.
This feeling is.
Damn, bro! Holy smokes! I'm not trying to. What do you call that?
I swear, I'm not a masochist or a sadist. I'm just saying. That just
kink,
got
there. You go. I'm not kink shaming you. I'm just saying that's a weird kink.
No.
You want to get to me? Make sure you just.
I guess
a big
I'm
screen.
The right word. I'm saying. I'm like, no. I'm not flustered. It's just that. Dude, all that emotion about that. Ooh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hyped up, like you're hyped.
Yeah,
like,
I'm all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm all amped about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Good thing we have projector screen. We don't have we don't have real screen. You know.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I think I like how we are using right now.
Yeah. So one of my biggest fears in life, like one of those, paranoia, excluding like extreme stuff like driving and things like that. Paranoia is like if the ceiling starts falling. Or a screen or a speaker starts falling, or I'm at my house and then a car ran over my house, you know, like hit my house. Like that, what happened to our neighbors? Yeah, that's one of my
just randomly
paranoia.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And watching what happened to our neighbor and watching that video, I'm like, oh man, it's possible, you know? It's highly unlikely, but it's not impossible, you know?
Yeah. Anything can happen. The chances of that happening are very, very slim. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's another thing. There's another fear that I have as a drummer is when, you know, the metal cymbals, if you hit it and then it fall on your foot and cut you. You know what
really?
I mean? Like the crash and you hit it hard enough that it will just fall on my foot. Yeah, that's one of my like weird paranoia.
I can't think of it. I don't think it'll
because the metal one is sharp. Like
well,
the metal
yeah, but
sidings.
I don't think the height of it to fall. Well, I guess it depends on how you
it
set
can.
It up.
It can. Because I've had crash fell before.
And hit your foot?
No, it didn't hit my foot, but I've seen it just fall before. How... Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it falling.
I wonder. Because No, sorry. Going back to that whole situation, I can only imagine how the company and the the team that set up the stage.
Yeah.
I guarantee that the company is going to really sue the one that screwed up, who set the place up. And
like the production manager. It's got to be the production manager's fault.
I can only imagine how much money is going to that.
Yeah. You've watched Sing 2, right?
Sing
the second
2, yeah.
Sing movie. Their production is crazy. It's immaculate.
Oh, man.
You know
so
what I mean?
Much.
Like, oh, my gosh.
That's like beyond possible
it's
right
beyond.
Now.
Like, there's no way you can make those. Like,
no.
What? You'd see a planet spinning right in the middle. Like,
for real,
what?
Man.
And then we'll just, like, just bungee jumping or trapeze and flying. Like, it was crazy.
If they can, there hasn't been so much money and so much time to put it. Because it, well, I know it's a movie. And Sing 2 and it's animation. So, of course, it's going to turn out that way. It's just, but in real life, to make that happen, the amount of time and effort to put that together. Yeah. Whew.
The, I didn't notice, might have been because we're too far, but either way, I didn't notice that there's safety harness or safety, like just in case the chains fall or just in case the rope that's holding it fall. Like there's no safety net or safety rope, you know?
Like a backup?
Yeah, a backup, like a just in case kind
I
of
wouldn't
moment.
Be surprised, but the only, if that's the case for this one, then someone did not put on the safety net.
It didn't pass. It didn't pass inspection for sure. That's like,
yeah. It reminds me of one of the things that happened a while back. I think it was before I came here. So, I think are you familiar with the term Coachella or the place Coachella?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, it's in Cali, right?
Yeah. So in California, there was an event that happened in Coachella, but the pre setups and all. So one of the guys went up to the high part of the stage, but he didn't get harnessed, and he slipped. And that postponed the whole show for, they didn't cancel it, but they just postponed the show for a couple of days.
The guy died?
Yeah, the guy died.
Were you there?
No, I was for another security company because I was working for a certain house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was told by a group of securities I know that was out there that said that the guy went up there without a harness. The reason why he didn't go take the harness because he was like, I got it. That kind of attitude. And he got what he deserved.
Dang, bro, that's crazy.
I know. I was trying to imagine how high was the guy up.
I don't think I can do Coachella.
Like as in the event.
Yeah, event or work there.
Work as what? Depends.
Security.
Security wise, it's tough, because they work you around the clock. So if they see you sleeping, like in the middle of your shift, they get it because there's no. That mean you'll get breaks. But they work you around the clock, so you'll get half time until double time and then triple time. They work you around the clock.
Dang.
Yeah, for security.
Wait, how long is Coachella? Is it a whole week?
No.
Like 3 days kind of thing?
3-4 days, yeah.
The whole time you're working?
Yeah, the whole weekend.
What?
Oh, you have a team. They, you know, they try to switch you off, but you're on the clock.
Holy smokes, bro. No, I don't think I can work there too because I've seen some rave parties or Coachella parties in there. Man, the ladies, what they're wearing is crazy.
In terms of the type of vibe and the people, yeah, that's for sure.
Holy smokes. I don't think I can work there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Well, all the other security guys love doing it because they get
something. Eh. Probably, like, smoking there is prevalent, too, like drugs and all.
Yeah, because the area, completely no signal.
Yeah, that was in the middle of nowhere, though, right?
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Completely no signal.
Like desert or no?
No, it's just dry land.
Oh, gotcha. All right, well, we're gonna end this
crazy.
Yeah, it's a 100th episode. We thank you guys so much for joining us. This is a weird setup, but we love it. I'm sure you guys are gonna like it. Thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. If you guys haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe to the Maximum Filipino Show. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Good stuff.